Morning to you, Declan.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Does Sinn Féin regret the death of Lord Mountbatten?
Sinn Féin regrets the fact that there was a conflict on the island at all and that deaths were caused on all sides and caused by all sides to each other.
And that's a general statement, isn't it? Was the murder of Lord Mountbatten wrong, Declan?
And it's not a general statement, Stephen, because we're dealing with a broader context of how, at this stage in our peace process, we can move forward successfully to the development of a new phase in the peace process, one which is founded in peace, reconciliation, but also healing. And the gestures that are being proposed in the course of the next few days, while Prince Charles visits Ireland, and they don't just include the meeting between Gerry Adams and Prince Charles, or the meeting that Martin McGuinness will have with Prince Charles. Other Sinn Féin representatives are also going to meet him at separate encounters, including Councillor Sean McManus from Sligo, whose own son was killed in action during a gun battle in 1992.
So Declan, this is about optics, isn't it?
So in many ways, both in symbolic and substantive terms, that this visit represents an opportunity for us all to reach out to one another, and in a way that perhaps has never been provided before, to engage in significant gestures of healing that can act as examples to the rest of our society.
Okay, and in the spirit of significant gestures of healing, in the spirit of reaching out to one another, when Gerry Adams is shaking the hand of Prince Charles, he is the president of Sinn Féin. Is Sinn Féin prepared to say this morning that the murder of Lord Mountbatten was wrong and that they are sorry for doing that? Sinn Féin didn't do it. Sinn Féin supporting the IRA who did it. Was the murder wrong?
Sinn Féin is on record on several occasions, not least our Ard Eisean in Derry City just a couple of months ago, as saying that there is a need for us all to develop a process of collective acknowledgement for the wrongs and the injustices, the hurt and the suffering that was caused by all sides to all sides, and to do so as a means by which we can move forward together, accepting that there is a need to show remorse, to show regret.
So with these very, very eloquent words, you are dancing around the question if this specific murder was wrong.
And to show sorrow towards each other for the very, very severe and harsh conflict that we all lived through.
And I understand,
Stephen, that your preference would be to reduce this kind of discussion this morning to headlines and sensationalism, that you would like to take the issue and break it down into terms that would suit yourself. But that's entirely to miss what's happening here.
Sure.
To miss the bigger picture.
It's a very good attempt, Declan. But here's what's happening here. It's a very good attempt. But let me tell you precisely why I'm asking the question. Because this is about optics, and Sinn Féin are participating in those optics. You want to be seen as the good guys. Now, when the good guys are shaking the hand of Prince Charles, is Sinn Féin sorry for supporting an organisation which killed his great uncle? Are they sorry for it?
And the difficulty with your approach, Stephen, is that your cynicism actually traduces the importance of what we're all trying to do collectively. That's all sides. Because bear in mind, Prince Charles is the great nephew of Lord Mountbatten. He has been hurt directly as a direct result of the conflict that was waged here in Ireland. And unless we can get to a point where journalists such as yourself cease trammelling discussion in terms that are both cynical and designed to try and sensationalise issues and reduce issues to optics when in fact there's much more happening than optics, I think that misses the point entirely. Prince Charles himself is making a huge gesture, in my opinion, in engaging in these encounters during his visit this week. And that should not be gainsaid, no less than the significance of the Sinn Féin leadership's decision to give permission to Gerry Adams, to Martin McGuinness, to Sean McManus and others to meet Prince Charles when he is here. Given the fact that Prince Charles, yes, remains the Colonel-in-Chief of the Parachute Regiment. Under regiment in the British Army that has been responsible for the killing of many Irish citizens, including Derry, Ballymurphy, Springhill, and many other communities across the north. But he has also been bereaved by the actions of Republicans, and it is on that basis that we need to see what is happening over the next few days.
And I just want to know, Declan, if when Gerry Adams is shaking the hand of Lord Mountbatten, he's actually thinking in his head, I'm really, really sorry for what happened to your uncle, or is he thinking, do you know what, I'm really, really glad that the IRA took your uncle out. It was another Brit out, another Brit taken out. So which is it?
Wouldn't it be much better that a journalist like yourself accepted in good faith what is being attempted this week and recognise that Gerry Adams wouldn't do this in any other terms that would be sincere, authentic, and a determined effort to actually try and move our peace process on?
What does the reconciliation mean, Declan? What does it actually mean if you cannot say this morning out loud, we regret the murder of Lord Mountbatten? What a powerful message that would send out this morning, rather than a handshake, because it's about what's behind the handshake.
And I think that you've missed the trick here entirely, Stephen. And not just the significance of this week, but also, regrettably, have ignored over the last 3 years Sinn Féin's repeated efforts to develop a discourse around reconciliation that would have at its absolute centrepiece an initiative of common acknowledgement that could be undertaken by all sections of our society and all sides who were engaged in the conflict as a mighty effort in moving our process forward and opening up a new phase of the peace process itself that could in fact get our society to a point where we were in a position to heal the injustices and the wrongs and the hurt that was caused by all sides to all sides. That's not going to be easy. I mean, your own cynicism is clearly a barrier in relation to embracing the significance of that type of an idea. But it would take courage. And just to paraphrase Nelson Mandela and all of this, and I hope you're not going to cynically dismiss his own vision and perspective on what is needed in these circumstances. It is about courage. And courageous people do not and should not fear forgiving for the sake of peace. So this is about reconciliation. It's about developing healing processes and getting to a point in time in our society where we can all show forgiveness to each other.
Sure.
Without fear, Stephen, of recrimination, and journalists like yourself trying to take initiatives like this back into battlefields around whataboutery, recrimination, and the past.
I think
it's time we moved on, and these are initiatives which are geared to do
so. Sure. No matter how many times you try to personalise this about me, Declan, I'll continue to ask the question so you can work away because you see the bigger picture here.
Stephen, you're missing the point again because it's not about you.
Well, you're making it about me this morning. On a number of occasions, I've been accused of being cynical. I've been accused of sensationalism, Declan, because I'm asking you questions that you don't want to be given this morning, and the questions are going to keep coming at you.
Your questions are entirely misplaced, and the difficulty
in your view, because I'm asking you if Sinn Féin regrets the death of Lord Mountbatten, and you're suggesting that's an irrelevant question. You're suggesting that's sensationalist. It's a completely appropriate question.
Quite the contrary. I said that Sinn Féin regrets the deaths that have been caused by all sides to all sides during our conflict. You've missed the point again, Stephen, and it's not about you. It's bigger than you, but it is about how you approach and facilitate discussion on these issues.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because someone somewhere along the line, Declan, someone's going to have to take the first move. Someone is going to have to say, we're not waiting for others. We are deeply sorry about that specific murder. One side or the other. And I absolutely say this morning, Declan, that of course I could be asking the exact same questions of Prince Charles if I was asking him, given his role as Commander-in-Chief. Of course I could. But you're here this morning representing Sinn Féin, and that's why I'm asking you these questions.
Yes, I understand that, and it's taken you 11 minutes to actually get to the point where you're in a position to make that very point. We have come through an experience that, to paraphrase Prince Charles's mother, with the benefit of hindsight, we would all wish had been done differently or not would have happened at all. Now, having come through what we've lived through, we're at a stage now where there are initiatives, there is engagement, there are efforts being shown, privately and publicly, which have the potential to actually bring a momentum to our peace process that we never had before. And we need to embrace all of those opportunities and see in good faith and see constructively and positively the decision that Sinn Féin made at the weekend to provide permission to our leadership to engage in a way that has never happened before in the course of this visit being taken by Prince Charles to Ireland, North and South this week.
So what is the clear message behind the handshake? When we see that those optics of that handshake, what is that message?
The message, in very concise terms, is that the time has come for us all to develop reconciliation, to promote healing, and to embrace forgiveness on all sides. That's the message that comes from the handshake that you'll see later today.